Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to Spark London.
We tell true stories.
We tell them live.
And we tell them all across London.
This story was told by Alistair Hurst
in May 2012,
where the theme was winning.
When you're in the latter half of your 15th year of life, and you're not particularly sporty, so you're not going to win that way, and you go to a grammar school, so to win at being top of the class, you have to be kind of borderline autistic, so you're not going to win that way. The only way of really winning is to lose your virginity. And not just that, but to lose your virginity before your friends do it, and not just that, but lose your virginity before it's legal. Because otherwise it's just not cool. And, you know, this perhaps caused a few problems for me, because I had kind of hair down to about here that was not good, and braces and glasses, and was constantly wearing heavy metal t-shirts, and the whole thing wasn't a look that was really going to inspire that kind of winning from someone of the fairer sex. But I'd been going out with a girl for about 2 months, and her name was Hannah, and I thought, you know, I thought she was great. I wouldn't say I was in love with her at all, but I had one girlfriend before who I kissed, and then with this girlfriend I'd kind of graduated to the magic land of boobs, so that was a big deal. And she made it clear that she wanted to get to this stage of winning kind of as soon as possible. And about 2 months in, there was a day when at the weekend, my mum and my sister were both going to be at the house, and I thought, yeah, why not? All right, so you know, got the condoms safely stashed away in the bedside table and all those things you think are really, really cool when you're that young. And she'd never been to my house before, so I went to her house to pick her up. See, that sounds cool. Pick her up on the bus. So I went to get her and met her there. Everything was kind of all right. Hadn't quite hit home yet that I was going to have to kind of become a man. All those other great things. So we were sitting on the bus, going back to mine, trying to make kind of idle chit-chat that wasn't too embarrassing. And, you know, I wasn't quite sure what level of physical contact I was meant to start now and what was coming later. And throughout, it just kind of got more awkward. And we finally got to where my house was near, got off the bus, walked back to mine. The tension was kind of mounting. Found my door, looked up my drive, car was out, good. Mum and sister definitely aren't home. Got to my door, and I've forgotten my keys. Shit. Hannah, I've forgotten my keys. This probably isn't going to happen. Wait, hang on, I'll call my mum. So I called my mum and kind of tactically said, are you coming home soon? It's no big deal. But are you coming home soon? Preferably just come in, unlock the house, let me in, possibly sneak a second person in, then leave again. She wasn't. So now we're in the awkward position of she's expecting sex. And at this stage, you know, I'm not quite sure, because maybe the universe is giving me a sign. And we don't quite know what to do. So we go back to hers, and her family are in, and she's got two little brothers. So that's not happening. And the whole day was kind of a bit of a disappointment on that sense of winning. We broke up, I think, 3 days later. I like to pretend the two things weren't related. but they probably really, really were. And a couple of months after this, I had a huge haircut, and I got contact lenses, and I had my braces out, and I was this new man, and unfortunately I was over 16, but I figured out it didn't really matter that much. And, you know, I finally found capable of winning. And I met another girl at a party the first night I was this new man, and it was great. And about 6 months later, we were properly in love, as you are when you're that age, and one night I managed to win. So that was good. And a bit after this, I discovered that about a week before me and Hannah had almost tried to win, she slept with some other guy I just about knew. And the way I found this out was that he apologized to me. And she never did. So eventually I decided that that day when I forgot my keys, I think I really did win because I didn't make a mistake. And when I finally did win, I won because it meant something to me. Thank you.
For more stories, head to sparklondon.com.
Spark London is produced by Joanna Yates, with audio production by Matt Hill at rethinkdaily.co.uk.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.